Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Tonight we have an exciting topic for you tonight. We're going to be talking about transforming pain into passion. And it is just truly, truly a passion for me just to even be able to, you know, bring this topic to you. So I am just, you know, so excited, and I just want you to know that it is just an amazing, awesome thing to be able to come to you each and every time through this awesome, awesome avenue. I tell you, Blog Talk Radio, where would we be without it? But we know, we thank God for the opportunity as a coach, as a minister, as a speaker and trainer. You know, this is, certainly I am operating in my passion, and it is not without pain that I got here. You know, being an author, you know, it took a lot to get here, and we want to be able, we want to really be able to help somebody. So we just thank God that we're able to bring this message to you tonight, and we invite you to contact us. You can contact me. You can contact me through telephone, through email, through Facebook, through Blog Talk Radio. We are working hard to make the programs more exciting and, you know, topics that can really help people. I mean, we know there are a lot of people out there that are hurting. You know, maybe you're not hurting. Maybe you just tuned in just because, you know, you wanted to support this effort, and, you know, maybe everything is going well for you. But, you know, there are people out there who are truly, truly hurting, and they're not, things are not going well for them. But things can go well for them. I am such a living proof and example that things can be so turned around. I mean, there was a time in my life when things were just so bad. They were so bad. As a matter of fact, things in my life were so bad that, you know, there are still people who would probably just, you know, wish that I wouldn't even say anything about it. You know, sometimes it's painful for other people to hear about how bad it was for someone. But, you know, there's a whole slew of other people who are waiting for their change. They're waiting for their transformation. They're waiting for things to turn around for them. And unless they hear how someone else did it, they're stuck. You know, they're stuck. You know, I love what my dear, sweet, and wonderful Lord and Savior and brother, I love the way he said it. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." You know, I didn't do this. You know, when people get, you know, hey, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel jealous. You don't have to look sideways at the things that I do. I'm not going to look sideways at the things that you do, because I know it's not you. No, it's not me. It's the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. I come to speak liberty today. I come to proclaim your liberty, to set you free. And the way you're going to do it, you see, it'd be one thing if you needed to be set free and you've never been through nothing. But see, when you've been through something, you absolutely have to learn the strategies and the tips for turning things around, how to turn it around, how to get from point A to point Z, you know, how to get to that next step. You know, people are wondering, where do I go from here? And I know that there are so many people out there. You know, your situation is way worse than my situation. Or maybe your situation isn't as bad as I've had it. It doesn't matter. Pain comes in all shape, forms, or fashion. But the tools to turn it around so that you can live a joy is powerful. I'm telling you, some days I wake up and I'm like, God, is my life real? Is it real what I see and feel and experience? And I know it's real. And, you know, even being a coach, that is nothing I did on my own. That is nothing but the Lord. Only God did this. You know, God told me I was a coach. That's why I don't, you know, one of the things as we're walking out our destiny and our purpose in life, and the one thing, I'm over 50. It took me a long time to learn this. But you know what? I am on a mission to make sure that other people, especially those that are much younger, I don't care if you're 8, 12, 25, 45. I don't care if you're 95. It doesn't matter. If you want to learn, I'm like, let's do it. I don't want anyone to go through what I had to go through. And I don't want it to take you as long as it took me to turn this thing around. I want you to take that pain, whether it's a bad divorce. It could be a situation that is so bad that you can't even speak it. You can't even call it out. It could be a medical condition. It could be a medical problem. It could be some disease. It could be a mind issue. You know, it just could be so many reasons that we are trapped in bondage, emotional bondage. You know, sometimes the bondage is just simply nobody loves me. I haven't been loved. I don't have a lover. I don't have that special someone, that significant someone. As we talked about last night, I gave out the top 10 mistakes that women make in relationships. Go back and listen to the archives. And, you know, as I sit here in the McLean Commons studio, you know, as the Lord, you know, I got to do what I need to do. I need to be able to help people. You know, yes, I get paid to help people. I absolutely get paid to help people. I love my job. You know, people have all kinds of careers, and I'm sure you love your career too. But I absolutely love my career. And this is how you can tell if you love your career. This is how you will flat out know if it's a passion, is to answer this question. And the question should be yes if you answer this question. Would you do it for free? When you know in your heart and your soul and your mind and your body, when you know that you would do it for free, now you know you're on to something. You know you have tapped into your passion. These individuals who are talking about it, they live in their passion, but you wouldn't do it without the money. If somebody called you, you can't come unless there's a price. That's not your passion. No, you may enjoy it. You may have the skills and the talents for it, but it's not your passion. I'm telling you. Your passion is released when you can do the thing for free, because this is the trick. This is the key to it. When you can do it for free, God will provide the provision. Because, see, only he can do that. Well, I always want to welcome each and every one of you to the show tonight. This is Coach LaLisa here, Blog Talk Radio. The show airs now, it looks like we'll be airing nightly, at least through the weeknights. You know, but again, that is so God, because I've been on Blog Talk Radio for at least 3 years now, doing programs and doing shows. And we had Firestarter on. We were coming on Fridays, and you know, we've done some things on Saturdays. So you know, I've been here for a while, but you know, God always takes you somewhere different, and so. It's been only my, you know, desire, and only God knows my desire to be able to have a show that can be a daily show. And, you know, I thank God for the how he positions us and the people that he puts in our lives. But thanks to you, we are coming to you now, and we will be coming to you each and every night with another topic to motivate you, to empower you, to move you, to move the people who really want to be moved, who need to be moved. And so tonight we're talking about transforming your pain into your passion. And how many of you really want to do that? I mean, you really want to take all that pain and, you know, and do something positive with it. You want to get past it, first of all. You want to get rid of it. That's A, number one. but not into, and for some people, they just can't forget it. You know, some people, yes, we know the we know God told us to forgive and forget, but sometimes the pain, it's like, what do I, how do I forget it? And what I'm telling you today, and like so many other successful people like me, or people who've come before me, like what you're doing, they've learned how to transform the pain into the passion. Now, I have a book out called God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. Well, what I had read to you earlier, I said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek. You know, and it goes on to say that to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those that mourn. You know, he gives us beauty for ashes and oil of joy for our mourning. Well, I got that out of my book on page 116. I talk about that. There are other things in this book. This book is a powerful book. In chapter 91, on page 91, chapter 7, the topic of that chapter is to die for the plan. You see, if you really want to live on purpose and live with a passion, then you have to die to what you think you lost based on what brought you that pain. You know, a lot of times our pain is based on something we think we lost. You know, we lost the opportunity to be this or to be that, or maybe we lost a family member or a loved one. Maybe we lost a spouse or a child. Maybe we lost that dream job, or maybe we lost the sense of the purpose, lost our purpose for living, or whatever it is. And usually it comes coming from some kind of a loss. Well, I teach you through this book how to die to that feeling so that you could truly live on purpose. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, they look at your life and they see that you're out there and you know, you have your speaking engagements and you appear to be successful and you're going about and you're doing these things and they just think it just comes by willy-nilly. No. You got to go through the fire. I was telling a young lady today earlier as I was talking with her and one of the persons that I'm coaching, is that I do spiritual coaching, I do success and career coaching. You can, again, if you need coaching, listen, it is time that we get the help that we need. It's not all about the money, because believe me, you, for what you're going to get in terms of the service, you will be glad to give up $19 a month or $40 a month. You know, I tell women all the time, you spend more than that on some hair and nails that you're going to, you know, we don't even need to go there. So, listen, you want to get what you need. See, this is the age right now of professional development. This is the age of personal development. If there was ever a season for something, this is the season to focus on making yourself better. That's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. This is the day that we are no longer, so you can't depend on, you know, the company back in the day, if you got your good job with AT&T and General Motors and all those big companies, you just relied on them to send you to all the great, wonderful training. But see, companies today are scaling back. They're cutting back. The money's not there. They're talking recession. They're not sending people away to all these fancy trainings that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So guess what? But are you going to allow that to hold you back? No, you're going to go get trained on yourself. And so now you're going to have to come to things like this where it's literally free. The professional development, the personal development that you will get by attending these kinds of seminars is phenomenal. But this book talks about exactly what you need and where you really want to go in life, with your life. You want to take that pain, you know, you want to see it for what it really is. You know, a lot of us would never, ever be anything. Trust me, I'm talking about you might be a movie star, you may be a playwright, you may be the best actor, actress, whatever. But If the truth be told, if the truth be told, you would be nothing if it had not been through the hell you went through, the pain that you went through. So I say all that to say, instead of waiting for your passion to come, you know, okay, you're not Denzel Washington, you're not Beyonce, you're not this one or that one. So instead of waiting for your passion to come, you're not their children, then go make it happen. Go make it happen. In other words, take your pain and transform that into your passion. So what I did was, my pain was from being abused, molested from age 5 to 18. That's a lot of pain. There was a lot of rejection. There was a lot of guilt. There was a lot of being left out. There was a lot of feeling like I was left out. Just a lot of stigma, a lot of negativity. Then dropping out of high school, that was another stigma on top of being molested. Then there was rape, and then that was another stigma. So I had stigma upon stigma upon stigma. Then to top all of that off, I was poor. There's another stigma. So here I am, poor, uneducated, molested, abused, and then I had the audacity at age 25 to end up as a prostitute on the street corner. I'm not talking about the other kind of prostitution that some women do where they just jump in and out of cars and go to dinner with people and have sex with them for a $29.99 steak dinner. I'm not talking about that kind. But then he don't know your name and you don't know his name and you never see him again. And what's worse, you're stuck sometimes with a child by somebody you don't even know. I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind, the traditional kind, where you're out on the street, you're walking the streets and you're being picked up and you're going off. It's the same. It's prostitution, prostitution. You're sleeping with people for some gain. You don't know their name. They don't know your name. They're not calling you up the next week to see how you are. But this is what I'm talking about. So I know they're hurting people. They're hurting people. And guess what? And unless you, and you're going to keep hurting. You're going to keep hurting until you can transform that pain into, until you can transform that pain into your passion. Now, my passion then is to reach out to hurting women and show them how they can get past their pain. In other words, they can move past their pain. Whatever their pain is, God can move you past it. You'll move past it quicker if you turn that pain into a passion. So the pain of being abused, the pain of what I went through, now I work with women to help them, to motivate them, and to encourage them, to hug them, to tell them, you know, you're beautiful, you can do great things, you can become anything you want to become in life, you can do some, you can make amends for the things, the mistakes probably that you may have made in life. You can also forgive those people who have made mistakes toward you. You can start your own business. You can write a book. You can write 5 books. You can start a business, write a book, and go to college. There are so many things. And then target the same group of people that you earned your pain from. So if you earned your pain because you were homeless, well, then start a program for homeless people. If you earned your pain by, you know, going to jail, then help somebody. Go and help those. There are still people who are in jail and who need a lot of help. And so this is what we mean by transforming your pain into your passion. So I challenge you. I challenge you. And even if it's not you, even if you're working with a group of people who, see, what happens is, unfortunately, we are trained to nurture our pain, you know. They call them pity parties. And everybody, oh, you know, that's so horrible, what you went through, that's so horrible. And as if that person will never get that transformed into anything great. oh, you just got to live with it. No, no, no. You don't have to live with anything. You absolutely do not have to live with it. I'm here to make it clear. No, you don't. Anything that you've been through, I don't care if it is the absolute worst thing you've been through, you don't have to live. I'm coming to proclaim your liberty. I'm coming to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord for you. I'm coming to let you know unequivocally that he will turn your ashes to beauty. Now, it's going to take a few things in order for you to recognize this. You know, number one, you're going to have to know that everything you need is within sight of you. Okay, so you're going to have to seek. You're going to have to seek God's plan for your life. You're going to have to go to him and say, God, show me the plan that you have for me. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to seek his righteousness in exchange for your unrighteousness. Whatever it is, whatever stigma you think is hovering over you, you're going to have to let God hover over you, okay? So this is what is the challenge for you. This is what you have to go and do. This is where you're going to turn it around. You're going to transform your pain, no matter how bad it is, no matter what you did, no matter where you've been, you're going to do it. You're going to not focus on your problem, but you're going to take that problem, because every problem that you've been through, there is someone else out there still going through it, and there are folk who are not even born yet who are going to go through it, and you have to look at how has God positioned you to help other people. You know, God is trying to move you, you know, and God will move you across country. He will move you across the nation. He will move you across the world to put you in a position to operate in your passion. But you must realize that it is as a result of your pain. Because when you are, you know, working in your passion just transforms that pain. You know, I'm telling you, the pain just absolutely goes away. When you get, like for me, when I get around a room full of women, particularly, sometimes men as well, but when I get around a room full of women who have been raped, even if they were just touched one time, they may have not been molested for 13 years as I was. They may have just been, it may not even have been a full penetration. It may have just been they were touched. Or maybe just somebody looked at them wrong and they never felt the same or pure again. There's so many ways that we can have, you know, pain. But when I get around a room full of women, maybe they weren't even molested at all. Maybe it had nothing to do with any kind of sexual pain. Maybe they're just hurting inside because they just haven't been treated properly in life. Maybe all their life they were picked on or left behind or pushed down. Or maybe they just felt that way based on some stereotype that the world puts on us. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm too tall. I'm not big enough. I'm too big. My hair isn't long enough, not short enough, not light enough, not dark enough, not rich enough, not smart enough. There's so many reasons that people feel put down upon. Well, I'm here to lift you up, and you're going to take your pain, and that pain, that whatever that pain is that you're feeling, when you begin to try to help fix other people who have that same situation, when you get, I'm telling you, the pain just goes away. So when I get around women that are hurting in any kind of way, it could be, oh my God, the loss of a child. It could be that they just don't feel good. Maybe they have financial problems. It doesn't matter. I just explode when I get in a room like that. I feel awesome. At that point, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm not thinking. You know, I feel energized. Oh, my God. People say to me all the time, oh, Lalisa, you have so much energy, so much energy. How do you do it? I stay around people who need my passion. I stay around people who, in other words, I'm around people who really need it. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come for the well, okay? I didn't come for those who are already healed, in other words. For those individuals who are like, oh, I got it, I'm good, I don't need this, I'm fine, great. Show me the person that need it. Show me the hurting. Bring me to the hurting woman. I want to see that woman that was at the well. I want to meet that woman that was crawling between the crowds of people to touch the hem of his garment. I want to see the Rahabs. Bring me the woman that had to live on the outskirts of the town, who was not even allowed to probably live amongst the people who, I'm good, you know, I got all that. Show me the one that's still hurting. Show me the one that can't get no sleep at night. Show me the one that is crying her eyes out night after night after night. You know, show me the one who just can't figure it out. That's who I want. And that's when all my pain just goes away. So I'm telling you, whoever it is that God has sent you to help, go and help them. Help turn it around for them. You know, oh, I tell you, the show is almost over. I can't believe a half hour has gone by this quickly. We've been having some technical difficulties here, so I do apologize. I have not been able to get back to the switchboard, but let me tell you, let me know on Facebook that you are here. I really do appreciate you being here, and I will certainly, you know, do another show, another segment on this topic, because I really wanted to take your comments, see what you had to say in the chat room. And like I said, you know, we've had some difficulties here, but I just believe that this is like crossing a whole new divide. This is like we're going to another level. Now, on May 22nd, I will be speaking at a church over here in Newark, New Jersey. It's actually in Rahway, New Jersey. And I would love for you to come out. It's going to be on May 22nd. It's going to be at 10 a.m., it's 100 Women in White. I will be the guest speaker. There will be a couple other speakers. There will be some praise dancers. There will be people there singing. And I'm telling you, there's going to be these two little kids there. I have requested that they come and sing. I tell you, if these two aren't the next BB and CC Wine, and I don't know who is, well, I'm sure there's others out there, but he is 6 and she is 5. They are sister and brother. Let me tell you, they sing like adults. And I mean, they know the songs too. They know the words. Listen, our children are amazing. So I have requested that they would come and sing and minister, because when this little boy starts singing, I just got chills. He just sang that song with such an anointing. And now I know what they mean. So, you know, come out. The tickets are only $10. To support. But it has been such a blessing. I tell you, you are free. You are free. Take your pain, turn it into your passion. Whatever broke your heart, if it was being a teenage mother and not having enough money to care for your children, go build a house. I dare you, I double dare you to go open a center for teenage pregnant girls. I dare you. You will if you were homeless at the age of 35 because you lost your job, I dare you to go open a center for homeless people who get homeless after they're adults, after they have some tragedy in their lives. I dare you. I dare you. If you were someone who's whatever you suffered, whatever your pain is, my challenge to you is to take that pain and go and turn that pain into your passion. I don't care if somebody raped you, they molested you, your husband and wife left you, whatever tragedy you're experiencing. If you are injured, I dare you to go work with other injured people. I dare you. You will so explode. You'll be calling me up. I can't wait to call. It's been a truly, truly blessing tonight. This has been Coach LaLisa author of God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. You know he has a plan for you, but God said, according to Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans of hope and a future. A promise, it's a promise. God's plan is promised to you. Now you go make it happen. Again, this has been LaLisa J. Williams on the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. See you back tomorrow night, same time, same place.